Today we head back to November 14th, 1942, a very special day for two of the most storied programs in college football history, namely your beloved Wolverines and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. To understand the significance of this day 73 years ago, you first have to go all the way back to 1910. You see, Michigan was scheduled to face the Irish on Saturday, November 5th, 1910, but there was a problem. The folks in Ann Arbor took a hard look at Notre Dame's game roster and learned that two key players were in their seventh year playing college football, and another was ineligible in his fourth season. Michigan filed an official protest to Notre Dame days before the game, and in the week leading up to the game, the athletic authorities at both schools debated the rules, first with each other and then in the press. On Friday afternoon before the game, the athletic directors met for one last try to settle the issue, but neither side backed down, and Michigan had no choice but to cancel the game. Bad blood ensued, and it endured between the schools and wouldn't heal for over three decades. And that brings us to November 14, 1942, when the rivalry resumed. Michigan athletic director and head coach Fritz Kreisler arranged with Notre Dame's Elmer Layden for two games to be played in 1942 and 1943. The 42 game was played in South Bend and pitted number 4 Wolverines against the 6th-ranked Irish. Over 57,000 watched Notre Dame strike first and hold a 14-13 lead at half. But the second half was all Michigan, and the Maize and Blue rallied for 19 points in the third. All told, the Irish surrendered the ball 6 times on turnovers, and the visitors from Ann Arbor rushed for over 300 yards. Once again, the axis of the college football was restored, as the team who taught Notre Dame how to play football back in 1887 delivered another lesson, this time with a 32-20 beating, and the natural rivalry was restored. For more, check out mvictors.com and wtka.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.